There are a few things that I'm very proud of. I'm very proud of our 18 years here at the Ticket and what we've built at this station and on this show. I'm proud that during my adult lifetime, I've been a decent, upstanding member of society.
Questionable.
And I've been very, very proud of my 27-year non-vomit streak.
That is very impressive.
I've not thrown up since October of 1984 in West Hall at North Texas in college after quite a tequila party one night in the dorm. I woke up that morning and I hurled into a cooler.
Well, that's low rent.
Yeah.
When you say most people yak once a year, at least on average.
I don't know. I don't know what the average is.
I bet I do.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I've vomited once in the past 5 years.
Well, I've vomited zero times in the past 27 years, but let me tell you, that non-vomit streak was really put to the test on Sunday night, Monday morning, because I have just finished a two-day wicked battle with food poisoning. You can probably hear it in my voice. I've got no strength left. I've got old man voice.
You're finfrocking.
Yeah, I feel really weak this morning. I'm finfrocking.
Not an actual term.
I've just got nothing left after that food poisoning beat me up for 2 days straight. And it's amazing how quickly it hits you. So Sunday night, my wife and I go out to dinner to this Mexican restaurant that we go to, I would say, at least once a month. And it's always great. They've got a couple of locations in town. One's very close to our house, and I've always enjoyed it. Well, they had insult to injury. The service was horrendous that night. But I ordered this dish that I normally get when I go there. Now, as of last summer, I've been really trying to lean more towards the vegetarian side of life.
Always look on the vegetarian side of life.
But I was really craving this dish, and it's chicken enchiladas. So I ordered these chicken enchiladas, and I ate the chicken enchiladas, and they were good.
With sour cream sauce?
No sour cream sauce. No, they come with one half of the chicken enchiladas are covered with green sauce and the other half with red sauce.
Nummy. Mm-hmm. Love it.
Delicious. So
love it.
I go home, and that was about 8 o'clock, and we get in bed about 10 o'clock, and I'm really uncomfortable. And I'm kind of tossing and turning.
I swear to God, if you do that, I will go over there and pummel you. Can't do that. I will get sick.
George is talking to our new female intern.
We don't have one. Stop it.
So I'm tossing and turning, and I'm complaining to my wife. I said, you know, I just don't feel right. And she goes, is it your stomach? I said, yeah, it just feels really, really full. Like, really packed full.
Bloated. You're bloated.
It didn't really feel bloated.
No, I thought that's what bloated was.
It just
feel
that to me, I guess bloated to me is expanded. It just felt packed. It felt really compact. Mm-hmm. Like I had a cannonball in there.
Cannonball.
I'm very uncomfortable. I'm very fidgety. Well, she falls asleep right away. Well, now it's about 30 minutes and I can't stand being in the bed anymore, so I have to get up and I go downstairs because I'm afraid I'm going to wake her up because I'm so uncomfortable and fidgety.
Is that where your normal bombing chamber is downstairs?
Yes.
The remote.
But I'm not going down there to do that right now. I'm just going down there to sit up. So I sit up on the couch and I'm thinking about watching TV, but I'm so uncomfortable I can't watch TV. And so I'm starting to think, I wonder if I ate something bad because I didn't overeat. Mm-hmm. I had a normal entree. But I feel so full, and I just feel like I want this out of my system.
So at that point, you had to have the feeling, uh-oh, maybe this is Vomitville.
It's starting to enter my mind, but then I make the decision, no, this 27-year non-vomit streak is really important to me, and I've ridden it out before. I've had the flu, about 10 years ago, I had the flu over Christmas, where I was in bed for 5-6 days, you know, the real flu, and I avoided throwing up then. And I've had a couple of other cases where I've avoided throwing up, but I've never had food poisoning. Well, this is a clear case of food poisoning. It hit me 2 hours after I ate that meal. And so I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, all right, the stomach empties out on average in 3 hours. If I can just ride this out for 3 hours, then I can get rid of this poison the more conventional route.
Yeah.
What
Although
is that?
It's going to sound like a bomb going off.
Yeah.
All the
left. In this case, I knew it wouldn't be number two. It would be number three.
Ew.
But I'm fine. I'm fine with that as opposed to vomiting. So I ride it out for 2 hours. Now, 12:30 rolls around, and I am under three blankets. I have the chills so badly that I'm shaking. I'm under three blankets, but I'm still shaking uncontrollably. And my stomach feels horrible.
Oh, no.
And it feels like it's not emptying out. It just feels like it's going to be there forever. So after 2 hours of riding this out, and I thought, you know, I can't ride it out for one more hour. And what if it doesn't empty out in the normal 3 hours? What if it's 6 hours? I said, I can't do this. So I decide I'm going to let nature take its course. I'm going to let God handle my vomit streak.
Yes, turn it over.
Yes, that's
turn
what
it
you
over
should
to him.
Turn it over to God.
So you got down into the Tebow.
So
right over the toilet.
So I go into the bathroom downstairs, and I don't know what to do because I don't vomit. I don't know how you're supposed to go about vomiting.
You just hang like your dog does, just kind of.
Yeah, just
do the worst things.
And then open your mouth real wide, and a clump of grass and saliva comes out.
I hate when they do that.
So I kneel in front of the toilet, and I'm thinking, will nature take its course? Is it just built into all of us that when you kneel in front of a toilet, the switch is flipped and the body knows what to do? Is the toilet the signal to the brain that signals the body?
I think so, because that's what it is when I'm nauseated. As soon as you get over the toilet, then all of a sudden you can vomit.
You do the dog convulsion.
Yeah, you start doing dog convulsion.
All right, so I'm sitting there, and I still, at this point, I don't want to vomit. I don't want to end the streak. So I've got a towel hanging there by the shower, and so I pull the towel down, and I'm holding the towel.
Cause the rat come with it?
I figure that's what you're supposed to do. And I sit there for a couple minutes, and then I burp.
Uh-oh.
It sounded like the one in Elf.
Did you hear that?
So I burp, and I can tell there's a whole lot more behind that burp.
Oh, no.
There's some hell backing that burp up.
And then about 15 seconds later, it happens.
Your jaw came out of an inch, and it was like,
let me tell you,
the scene from Team America.
27 years down the toilet, literally, and it was so incredibly violent.
You should have called CNN.
This is how my wife...
You should have been holding your iPhone, taping it at the same time.
Yeah.
This is how my wife tells the story. So she has no idea I'm downstairs. So
she's asleep, right?
She's asleep. And she tells the story that this sound wakes her up, and she thinks it's...
Satan it's visiting the earth.
She said, I thought it was a wounded animal outside. And so I reached over to wake you up, but nobody was in bed with me. And she goes, and then I sat there for a minute, and I thought, oh, my God, it's him. He's sick. She thought my throwing up was a wounded animal, and she goes, you were screaming. So I was a... Yeah. I'm a scream vomiter, apparently, on every hurl, and there were at least 8 to 10 really good hurls. On every hurl, it was...
Honey, a moose just impaled himself in the backyard.
Our moose got hung up on the top of the fence in Dallas.
So I let out this primal scream while letting out helpings of chicken enchiladas.
Did it amaze you, the volume?
Unbelievable.
And the amount of times that you could vomit?
I remember eating 47 of them.
No.
It was just wouldn't stop?
It was a table's worth of food.
You threw up a buffet?
And at the same time, I was hating it. Because vomiting is the worst. Yeah. It's you at your worst.
Did you cry vomit?
Did you have the tears in your eyes?
Yeah, I had tears.
You're staring at the tank on the cooler, and it splattered like a Jackson Pollock.
But at the...
like God, it's everywhere. How'd it get on the ceiling?
But while there's a Jackson Pollock reference again, good Lord, that's your go-to.
Yeah, victory lap for me.
But at the same time, I was loving it, having this out of my system.
See?
It was freeing, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I was thinking, what a great feature this is that the human body comes equipped with. that gag reflex, the ability to get rid of something that's so deep in your belly, but that you can just go
mark
in there, that you can go in there and just vomit it all out and get rid of all that poison. It's great that we have that feature.
Yeah. By the way, it says here the average person vomits 1 to 3 times each year.
Wow.
I think
so. You've had
that
an incredible
average
streak at 27 years without a
yak. So I
did you just have the one session of vomiting?
Yeah. So after that, my wife came in the bathroom and she gave me a cold rag, but then she said, I can't stay in here, I'm going to vomit, she left.
She did the right thing.
She walked in that bathroom, and it's dripping from the ceiling like a cave.
And the other thing I had trouble with was, so I would vomit, and I would want to flush it immediately, but the tank was refilling, so I would have to wait 2 or 3 vomits before I could flush again, and that was really grossing me out. That was making me throw up even more.
Yeah.
So after that's
always bad when you vomit, and then the sight and smell of your own vomit makes you vomit.
Oh, God.
Oh, look at that. Oh, God.
Look at that hell.
So after I'm done with that.
Looks like an alien cocoon exploded in there.
Yeah, I was also amazed at how much of its original form that the enchiladas were taking.
Very undigested.
It's as though I didn't really chew.
Semi-melted cheese.
Yeah.
Came out on a platter.
The parsley was still there that they had used as garnish.
Lemon twist still on the plate.
Oh, man.
So I go back and I lay down on the couch. My wife goes upstairs, goes to bed. And I did not sleep one wink. That night, I just sat there awake on the couch, so uncomfortable. And then around 4, you know, I've still got fever and chills. And around 4, I feel like, man, I've still got something in there to throw up. So I go back in. And it's a round of dry heaves.
Oh, man.
Which is almost as bad as vomiting.
Mark Falwell Memorial dry heaving.
Yeah, so I'm just sitting there dry heaving and spitting and dry heaving and spitting. And at least I knew that it was all out, if nothing else was coming out. But I couldn't believe I made a second attempt at vomiting in 3 hours, and I hadn't in 27 years. So I go back to the couch, and I can't sleep, and I go up to the bed when my wife goes to work, and I eventually kind of fall asleep. But I don't eat at all that day, and I barely drink, and I've got the fever, but I can't stand the thought of taking 2 Tylenol and putting them in my stomach because I'm sure I'm going to vomit those up.
You should have just tried cowbell. You have a fever.
So I don't know what to do, so I'm just sipping as best I can on water. And eventually that evening, I was able to eat a little watermelon and take some Tylenol, and that helped break my fever.
What you got there, John?
I went 36 hours, though, 36 hours without eating. I lost 7 pounds in 36 hours. Metafast got nothing on food poisoning.
I'm going to start a food poisoning diet.
Man, it is so awful when you go through that. No.
So did you call the restaurant and report that you...
My wife did. And she said, "They said, well, we haven't had any other reports of it."
Oh yeah, well, listen to this.
I'm thinking, well, here's one report. It was so clearly food poisoning, you know, because I'm okay now, so it's not the flu or anything, and it happened so quickly after those enchiladas, and those enchiladas were in the toilet. I mean, it was the evidence. And
so you'll never be able to eat one again, you don't think?
I will swear to you guys that
chicken enchiladas are good.
Oh, you can't give that up.
Hold on. I will never eat chicken, period.
Oh,
chicken.
Whatever.
I swear to you guys.
Wow.
Because I was already shying away from it. I was down to maybe once a month, and I can live without it. I didn't have... But after that, I cannot stand the thought of putting chicken back into my body.
It's too soon. I think by the Super Bowl...
I will tell you, there's a 100% chance that unless someone sneaks it into a dish that I'm eating...
Which I will do that every Super Bowl from now on.
Where I can't tell what I'm eating, I guarantee you I will never... I guarantee I'll never eat at that restaurant again.
Mm. And if it's I'm thinking of, that's a good place. What is it? Hold on.
Really? Yeah.
That's a real good place.
Yeah. Never again.
Huh.
Never in a million years.
Mm.
But, you know, so I've been pretty lucky health-wise. The 2 worst things I've ever had to go through were that flu, that week-long flu, and when chicken pox when I was a kid. Everybody's been through all that. This takes the cake. This is so much worse than the flu. I mean, I felt like I was going to die and was pretty sure I was going to die.
And so the restaurant was defensive.
Yeah, they were defensive.
Wow. You know what I would have done? I would have taken a goldfish net and scraped it off the top of the toilet water and taken it into him. Here, I want to return this meal. It didn't work out for me.
Did you get a call from Cal Ripken Jr.? From one junior to another in another streak?
About the streak? Yeah. No, I didn't, but I expect that at some point.
Did the 72 Dolphins celebrate in some way? Or?
And I was so wiped out that I fell asleep Monday night at 8:30 after the Betty White 90th birthday party special.
I think that's what made you sick.
I fell asleep at 8:30. I woke up at 10:30 Tuesday morning.
Oh, man.
I was awake for 3 hours. I fell back asleep at 1:30 Tuesday afternoon and woke up at 4:30.
So 4:30 in the morning.
No, 4:30 in the afternoon. So that's a 20-hour stretch where I was asleep for 17 of those hours.
Man.
Wow. When did you make the call on Tuesday morning that you couldn't make it in Tuesday morning?
Monday night?
I made that call Monday night around 8 o'clock or so.
You weren't still sick, but you hadn't slept?
I still had fever. And I figured as long as I had fever, I probably shouldn't go to work. But I was so weak because I hadn't eaten anything and I'd lost all this weight and I hadn't slept a wink. I felt like, man, I'm not going to be... And I'm barely making it through this morning. I've got no strength to even speak this morning, so I don't think I could have done the show yesterday.
Pedialyte.
That's what you're supposed to take.
Get some Pedialyte on the way home.
Okay,
you'll
Pedialyte.
Feel like $100.
Become a pedophile. Drink Pedialyte.
No.
Did you ever have the incident where you're sitting on the toilet, emptying hell, and then leaned over into the tub, vomiting?
Basically, yeah, that's the other thing I didn't mention, but it was... It was both ends.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was awful. But not at the same time, but within minutes of each other.
Well, you were in a half bath, so you didn't have a bathtub near you. So you would have
to arc it into the sink.
Yeah, you would have to reach over and vomit into a wicker basket and watch it all strain out down your knees.
So anyway, that's the story of my food poisoning and the ending of my 27-year non-vomit streak that I wanted to tell you guys.
And you're swearing off of chicken.
Yeah, we'll see
I
about that.
I guarantee you I will never have chicken again. Never. And you know what? Anything I ate that entire day grosses me out right now. I can think of some of the other things that I had earlier in the day. It turns my stomach because it's all connected to that vomit.
But they raise chickens really well in clean environments.
No, not really. Mm-hmm. No. All right, 836.